Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about our trips to 350 Brewing out in Tinley Park and checking out, you know, a local, Rock Bottom, Chicago. And then we get into this week's event, including Pre-Food Fest and upcoming Sausage Fest. All that and more in this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back again every week with another episode. If you haven't listened to Chicago Beer Pass before, we talk about the beer events we went to in the past week. Events happening that you should be checking out, either beer-themed, alcohol-themed, at a brewery. And then we get into a little bit of news at the end of the show, just like what's happening in Chicago beer world. And, of course, we're always drinking local beer on the show. This week, I reached way back into the cellar that I've been slowly trying to get rid of because there's just all these high-alcohol beers that I don't want to drink.
Yeah.
And I pulled out this Hi-Fi Rye.
Yeah, man, you went way back for this one, man.
Yeah, this is from Flossmoor Station, back when Brian Shimko was the head brewer there, and this was their barley wine.
Yeah, so the Hi-Fi Rye is an ale brewed with caraway seeds in the barley wine tradition. I have no idea what the hell caraway seeds are, man. But I do like this beer, man. It's got that intense maltiness to it, you know?
I feel like this was released 2010.
Oh, wow.
So we got 5 years on this. The bourbon barrel-aged Hi-Fi Rye came out in 2011, so I'm pretty sure this was the year before.
It's holding up pretty good, man. You know, I mean, like, yeah, it's got some age on it, you can tell, but it's still a very drinkable beer, man.
Yeah, and it still was sealed well. It was hard work getting into that wax.
Dude, you spent like 5 good minutes opening this thing, man.
I bent the top. Trying to get off. The wax was stronger than the metal lid or bottle top.
It's world class wax right here, man.
5 year wax. It's tough to get into.
Yeah, man. This Hi-Fi Rye's got a great label too, man. It's got these super big old school speakers, and then some huge electric bolts on it, and then that tuner system that looks like something straight out of 1970s.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So if for some reason you still have a bottle of this, drink it, because it is not getting any better. It's going downhill from
here. I agree. Yeah, you should drink it now. Flossmoor Station, man. A huge destination for folks in the South Burbs for their pre-Dark Lord Day parties.
Yeah.
They always do a party the Friday before Dark Lord Day.
Yeah, and I think this was released. No, they do like a Pilsner.
Yeah.
Right, the day before Dark Lord Day. So that's what they used to do. Mm-hmm. It was like a Pilsner release.
Yeah.
And so it was always funny to have the big stout the next day and the Pilsner the day before. But then also to back up this Hi-Fi Rye, we have a little backup beer from our neighbors from the north, right?
Yeah.
We got some Lakefront Pilo Pils.
Yeah, man. Lakefront established in 1987. And people will tell me, like, almost to a person, that the best brewery tour in Milwaukee is Lakefront's brewery tour.
Yeah.
That's everybody I've ever met who went has told me that.
For sure. Someone asked me about bachelor party plans, like breweries to go to. I'm like, well, definitely if you can go up to Lakefront, but you're in Milwaukee, that is the best. Or I said, do the brew bus.
Yeah.
Because you get three breweries.
Three stops in 3 hours,
and
man.
You get Nick. And it's, so.
It's a wild ride, man.
This is a great beer, and it's part of their My Turn series.
Yeah, and My Turn's all about it's kind of like Fulton Wood, how they turn the brewers loose, and the brewers can make whatever they want off schedule, and they turn it into this My Turn series. So,
but I guess Pilo is someone that actually works there. His name is Pilo.
Yeah, and that'd be
of
my
course
guess.
He had to do a Pils, right?
Yeah, right. With a name like Pilo.
But
it's Imperial Pils too. So this thing's checking in at 8%.
Yeah, so it's pretty big.
Yeah.
But that's our backup beer to our Hi-Fi Rye that we weren't sure was going to make it. But they're both tasting good.
Yeah, so now we're just going to drink this.
Now we got just some high-alcohol beers to drink. Ugh, yikes.
Now we got a 9% Pilsner Chaser here.
Yikes. That was a mistake. But let's get into this past week. Did you make anywhere? Yeah. I saw a photo get posted on the Chicago Beer Pass Facebook.
Yeah, man. We went out to, where were we? Oh, Tinley Park. Park, Illinois. So I grew up a town over from Tinley Park. So I was going to visit my ma. And then after that, I'm like, well, dude, let me just go see what's going on out here.
Uh-huh.
And I know Eric because this is a 350 brewing. 350 in Tinley Park is on 183rd and Harlem. And I met Eric before at this at one of the Tap Takeovers at the Beer House in Lombard.
Okay.
So I was like, let me go check his place out, man. And in the suburbs, man, they got this cool, like, brewery in a strip mall thing going. Like, that's a thing, you know?
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Like, so it's almost like a rock bottom kind of thing. Or, rock bottom's its own spot.
Yeah, but I've seen this thing at, Beer House is kind of like that because it's in a mall, an outdoor mall.
Uh-huh.
Tribes is like that, where it's like you drive up and it's shared parking. It's a straight up strip mall, and one of the stores is now a brewery.
Okay.
And same thing for 350. Okay. So I went to go check him out, man. Went out there and got the flight. He's been in business for about 140 days, so like since September.
Oh, geez. Yeah. How's his beers tasting?
Man, the beers were pouring good. I wanted to get the Crook County. I'm like, well, dude, what beer? Crook County IPA. Okay. I'm like, so what beer are you making the most of? He's like, yeah, we're out of it. It's a Crook County. And, you know, it just reinforces that, you know, fresh IPA is where it's at. That's what everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got the double IPA instead, which is like
the Crookeder County?
The Crookeder. The even more crooked. That was the, what was it? The something about the Garbage Man. Heavy Metal.
Heavy Metal.
Heavy Metal. And it was like, you know, dedicated to the Garbage Man on some level.
Oh, so cool.
The space is nice, man. You know, it's got a lot of like metal and steel everywhere and wide spaces, and you can see like the brew house. He's got that same kind of system that Pipeworks has. It's like that 7-barrel system that they look like really big. It's a Sabco system. Mm-hmm. They look like really big pots, you know, okay. That kind of system.
Oh, cool.
You know, he said he loves it, man. He's in there every day.
Nice.
Getting it done, man. So, yeah. Cheers to him, man.
I only ever go out to Tinley Park to see shows, the concerts at the World? It's not even called the World now.
Yeah, when I was growing up, it was called the World Music Theater. Yeah. Tweeter Center, maybe?
Maybe it's not Tweeter anymore. It might be something else.
First Midwest.
Oh, yeah, it's the Midwest Ample Theater now. We just went through the names of
it. Just went through the history of it. Well, I know that the outdoor theater, it's an indoor-outdoor thing. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So that's the only reason I'm ever usually in Tinley Park, but I might have to change this up now.
Yeah, that place was really good, man. I saw Lionel Richie at that place.
At 350 Brewing?
at the Tweeter Center or whatever. Okay. Whatever the hell they're calling it, man. That was a great fucking show, dude. I just had a flashback when you said the theater.
Right, yeah. My first concert was AC/DC at
No
the
kidding.
World. Yeah.
Angus Young skimming across stage in the fucking boy shorts. The schoolboy outfit. So I'm like, I'm talking to Eric. I'm like, well, 350, man, what's with the name, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, you know, I think he said he went to Northern Illinois. And the house they lived in was like the party house, you know. And the address of the house that they all partied in all the time in college was 350.
Oh, cool.
So they were coming up with these names, and they were like, they threw a bunch of other names out, but nothing else stuck. Somebody said it as a joke. Let's just call it 350 Brewing. Because, you know, that's they was like, hey, where are you partying at? I'm going to 350, you know, their party house.
Yeah.
So that name ended up sticking. So that's why he called it that. I never knew that.
Yeah, that's kind of a fun, I guess, throwback for him and all his friends.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was cool, man. I got the flight. So I really enjoyed the cream ale and then that double IPA. Mm-hmm. And then he had a vanilla porter with vanilla beans on. That was really nice, too. And it was good. And then he referred me across the street to a place called the Open Bottle.
Okay. Not Empty Bottle.
Not the Empty Bottle, which is like, you know, a super cool dog friendly bar.
Okay.
You see dogs running around at the Empty Bottle on a Western. Now, this is the Open Bottle, and it's across the street in Tinley from 350 Brewing. So the Open Bottle is it's a bottle shop, as you would think, and it's run by a husband and wife duo. I met the husband. We talked a lot. Patrick listens to the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, which was kind of cool.
Shout out to him.
Yeah,
man,
shout
thanks.
Out to him, man. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah. You know, it's kind of cool, you know. And, so he was telling me about the concept, and he's like, well, you know, he was inspired by the Beer Temple, you mm-hmm. know. Chris and Margaret, they're a husband and wife duo, and so that inspired him and his wife to do something. His shop's a little bit different because, they do open tastings, and, you know, they have new releases on this wall,
okay.
Coolers in the back, and then, you know, nice floor plan with a bunch of beers everywhere. But he's got, like, 8 draft lines, too.
Oh, geez, okay.
Yeah, so, and his place looks really good. They both actually looked really good.
Oh, does he just have stuff he likes on tap, or is it? Did he have something from three? I guess he would have. Did he have something from 350? It makes sense if he did.
You would think.
But maybe they can't distribute.
It was late in the night. I don't remember. And you know, I do remember that 350. They were working out something where, you know, they weren't able to. You couldn't get growlers there.
Okay.
And that's what led me across the street. Because I think
you were like, I need more beer.
Right. I was like, well, dude. He's like, dude, go see Patrick.
Okay.
I was like, sweet. All right. And then I went over there and had a Blood Orange Goes from Anderson Valley. And a couple other things. Oh, he was open. He opened up a bottle of, there's this brewery in San Diego called Modern Times.
Yeah.
And Modern Times had a really good, like, barrel-aged stout called Monster.
Okay.
That he opened up.
I think we have an entire Modern Times portfolio to enjoy on the Hopcast coming up.
Yeah, I had never heard of them. I mean, I saw the logo before and I looked them up. I'm like, oh, yeah, San Diego.
Yeah, really nicely designed.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool stuff. Yeah, these guys, this whole little intersection was just cool as hell, man. So I encourage you to go out there. So we'll probably talk about this later on, you know, when it comes up closer. But the Open Bottle, they're having their official grand opening on February 21st.
Okay.
And then every Sunday at the 350 Brewing, they do what's called the Sunday Detention. So they encourage you to come in, you know, like pajamas or sweats, right? And then they tap a new one-off beer, and then they're serving biscuits and gravy on Sunday afternoons.
Okay. Do they usually have food there?
Is they do a have restaurant? They do have a kitchen.
It's a brew pub?
Yeah, it's a brew pub. They have a very small kitchen in the back there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and some really cool merch. I ended up picking up a hat. They got some great, like, artwork, you know, for all their stuff.
Oh, nice. So. Maybe I will have to find another reason to go to Tinley Park now.
He was saying, like, you guys should do the show from out there. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if Brad's coming all the way out here.
That's quite a drive.
But I'm totally down. If we're taking a road trip, I'm definitely suggesting that intersection.
Think about it. Maybe we do a weekend show.
See? There you go.
We hold off and do it from there so we have more time. Because getting out there during the week, that kind of blows.
From here.
Stuck in traffic.
From here, that would be.
Maybe we do a weekend show coming up. Push it back.
I'm down with that.
All right. Think about it.
Yeah.
I kept it pretty local and went to Rock Bottom, Chicago.
Right on.
I haven't been there in a long time. I probably only make it to Rock Bottom maybe like a handful of times, maybe like two or three times a year. But it's always like a solid brewery, and they don't usually have a lot of different stuff on tap just because after they went through that Gordon Biersch kind of remodeling, and they kind of like, we're doing all the same beers. But they did have one called Nick's Jolly Juice, which was a strong pale ale brewed with apricot and mandarin hops.
Hmm.
And so that was really nice. It was a nice big beer for the cold evening because they had no stouts on tap.
Really?
No dark beers on. Everyone I was there with was kind of like, they were just kind of disappointed. It was a pretty cold night.
First week of February.
Yeah.
Where's
your stouts?
Where's
Come
the
on.
Dark beers? Yeah.
Silly.
What's up with that?
They didn't even have any guest stouts on, so I was kind of disappointed that. But this Nick's Jolly Juice, it was tasty.
And Jolly Juice.
I feel like I've never gone into that Arby Grill, which is the like half the Rock Bottom to the left when you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
I looked over there, felt like it was different. It was like seating and nicely lit. I saw like people standing up drinking over there.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they kind of changed what that was over there.
I wonder if they're changing it too, because if you go upstairs, they got one of the best patios, I think, in the whole city. Their third floor patio is really fucking rad. And then they also have like little party rooms up there too.
Yeah, there's like big areas where what was Phobab there? Original Phobab?
The original Phobab was there. Yeah, that location has some history because, you know, Davin, who left to go start, you know, Wiseacre, he worked there at one point.
Right. So Pete Crowley,
the founder of Phobab, worked there at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And and they do that winter party. They got a lot of space to go to throw parties. So.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my only brewery stop this week, but it was nice to check that out again.
I never go. Mm-hmm. I go there if we're all meeting downtown for a Bulls game. I love their nachos.
Okay.
It's a good place to chill.
Yeah, the food's not bad. Which I think that brings us into the coming week because they got an event coming up, and there's some other great events too. So let's just get into what's happening this week.
Right on.
I think the first thing is on Thursday, February 12th, right?
We got one on Wednesday.
Oh, we got one on Wednesday.
Just
Jeez.
One. It's an affair to remember.
Okay.
See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember
that beer? Was you?
Is that you? This is Smiley Brothers Brewery up in Evanston. So Evanston all of a sudden has three breweries, man. I know. Well, I don't think.
Temperance.
Temperance is up there. Smiley Brothers, and then Sketchbook. And Sketchbook. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these guys at Smiley Brothers, they're doing they do a series every month. So this one's about like Valentine's Day themed.
Oh, cool.
It's a $35 ticket for a beer dinner, 7 p.m. start on Wednesday the 11th.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I need to make it up to Evanston and go to Sketchbook because they owe me a growler for my Kickstarter backing. I think they even said we could do the show from up there too. Oh my gosh.
Take really. This thing on the road, man?
To the suburbs? Yikes. All right. Got to pull out the bus. Where's the brew bus? We're going to Tinley Park.
For all two of us and the equipment.
So that'll be good. Thursday.
Thursday.
Is a Penrose tap takeover. I'm doing air quotes here. Tap takeover.
Yeah, you know, I mean, all right, so there's three beers at this thing, right? Like there's three Penrose beers, so that's not really a takeover. That's more of an invasion. I know they have more than three lines. Yeah. I've been to this place. It's the Harding Tavern on North Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. That's only slightly an invasion.
This is a small invasion.
maybe a flash mob.
This is a Penrose flash mob, is what this is.
A tap flash
this
mob.
This is a tap flash mob. This is not a takeover. But Penrose does have they do have a new beer out. Right? In bottles, I think. Right?
Or it's coming out in bottles.
It's coming out in bottles.
This is the Spectral?
Yeah, which I believe is an Imperial Stout.
Okay.
Which is probably the first stout we've seen from them, right? Because they've been going like Belgians and Pales out the gate, maybe and some Sours.
And some Sours, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Spectral is the Imperial Stout. They will have a Raspberry Double, and then they'll have P2, the Pale Ale.
Okay. And they'll be handing out some glassware, too.
Oh, yeah. They will be handing out, the Tulip?
Oh, okay. Those Penrose glasses are really nice.
They have really good labeling, like mm-hmm. branding. Their branding looks great.
Yeah, I gotta get out there to that suburb and pick up some gear and stuff from them.
Yeah, that's Thursday, February 12th at 7 p.m. Uh-huh. at the Harding Tavern, 2732 North Milwaukee Avenue.
And then if you're looking to pick up the Spectral in bottles, definitely mark your calendars because Saturday, February 28th, is going to be the release of the Spectral and Iteration 001 will be dropping at the brewery.
That's the name of the beer?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they've had two bottle releases at their breweries now, and I think people that I've ran into said like they were great. It was smooth sailing and great turnout too. Like just lots of people.
And if you haven't been out there, man, their brewery is, I don't know. I don't want to use the word like elegant.
Okay.
But that's the first word that came to mind. Their brewery just looks so good. You know? Yeah. It's very impressive. It's simplistic. It's fucking gorgeous. It's a great looking place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely head out to Geneva and check it out. February 14th at Rock Bottom, Chicago is the Polar Beer Festival.
Yeah. And I think it's sold out.
It's sold out.
Yeah.
So you might be able to find somebody who's not going to be able to make it that you can get tickets from.
Yeah, that does usually happen. My very first FOBAB was 4 years ago, and it was the same thing, resale. I met him at Bistro and ended up buying tickets because he couldn't go.
Yeah, so check Craigslist or Beer Advocate. People might post them there.
Yeah.
Or Twitter, too.
Yeah, just put it out there. You'd be surprised, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is the fifth annual Polar Beer Fest. This is a fun fest.
Yeah, I haven't been yet. You recorded
one year. Recorded once, gone a couple times. Might have recorded twice. So it takes place partially on the roof, the outdoor part, and then in the like banquet dining hall area, whatever they call it. The like party all purpose room, I guess. And so there's a bunch of beers down there and usually food. And then there's like 10 beers upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So you can drink in both places. If you get too cold, you kind of go inside or you grab some beers and hide inside for a little bit.
I wish we did more cold weather stuff outside.
But it's cold, man, on Saturday. Is this Saturday?
Saturday.
It's going to be 12 degrees. Like, it's dropping.
Ooh.
So, that's chilly.
That's serious,
they
man.
They better have some stouts.
They were saving them all for this party on Saturday.
But if you did get tickets, they were $40, and you get samples of all these beers. I don't know if they do tickets. They probably have tickets, but I don't remember taking tickets.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's a fundraiser for the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild, too. Yeah. Local Options having a party this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Same day?
Friday. Friday the 13th.
Oh, Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Oh, Friday's the 13th, man.
Uh-oh. That's why I skipped it. I was like, I don't even need to talk about that day.
It's the Quit Stalling, Be Mine Valentine's Day party. Of course, it starts at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. You know? And pretty ridiculous draft list, as always, from these guys, man. They got Backyard Rye from a couple years ago, the Goose Island Backyard Rye. They got Bell's Hop Slam. You know, they make their own beers, so they got six of their own beers. They got a ton of Three Floyd stuff, a ton of Pipework stuff, and some nice Hop and Frog options for you, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's a local option. Bar opens at noon. Beers tapped at 3.
Awesome. It's Friday, Saturday. Anything else Saturday?
I got one more thing Saturday. It's Brew of Hearts.
Brew of Hearts.
Brew of Hearts at First Ward Events. So this is Juan Kim's event series. So Juan was on he was on the Food Network, man.
Oh, okay.
There's this show called Cutthroat Kitchen.
Okay.
So Juan Kim, right? Juan Kim throws these beer events, right? But then he's also like he does all the artwork for all the signage at Goose Island pubs, mm-hmm. and then he does a signage at Whole Foods, and then he's also a chef, right?
Oh, cool.
So he's on TV, and he what? There's this episode of Cutthroat Kitchen, and Cutthroat Kitchen is where you have to do all this crazy stuff, you know, before you win, and he fucking won the show, won like 10 G's.
Oh, geez, okay, I might have to look up that episode.
It was actually pretty funny, man. Because yeah, like you because they give you money to start out with on the show,
yeah,
and then like if I can bid on items that'll screw Brad's recipe up. Like, instead of Brad having, like, fresh clams, I can give 10 G's, and now Brad has to go dig for clams while I'm just over here, you know, just prepping mine.
Right,
that
okay.
That kind of thing.
Damn. You
know, okay. Like, obstacles. It's actually pretty good. Oh, but, yeah, so this party. It's 2 p.m. and 2 p.m. at First Ward Events. And, yeah, it's food, DJ, photo booth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's a beer prom.
Oh, okay. Is First Ward Events just an event space?
Yeah. So there's a place called the Chop Shop, which is a
right. Yeah.
Which is it's a deli up front, and then upstairs it's a restaurant.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Or and downstairs it's a restaurant. There's yeah. The back room is the back room.
The back room. The back room is the event space.
Oh. Okay.
And then there is and there's space downstairs and upstairs for the dinner.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay.
And it's this is a $35 ticket. The Jordan years will be playing.
Okay.
And
I don't know who that is.
But
you said it like you don't come
know
on,
who
man.
The come on, you don't know who the Jordan years are. I love that name, the Jordan years. Yeah. I know the bassist from the Jordan years because they made a beer with 18th Street. That's how. Michael Anderson is the guy's name. Yeah, his so there's 10 breweries, and his parties are traditionally like really fun.
Yeah, you know? I've always heard good things about him.
Really good parties from that guy. So that's a $35 ticket. That's on Valentine's Day from 2 to 7 p.m.
Awesome. Okay. Then Sunday at Haymarket is Poutine Fest.
Yeah.
Now, this is not necessarily beer related, but it's taking place at Haymarket.
Yes.
And you're getting some whiskey. Of course, you'll be able to get Haymarket beers. I even think Rev might be sponsoring it as well. So there'll probably be Rev beers on tap, like guest beers.
Yeah.
Poutine Fest.
Yeah, so... You get 10 restaurants battling for the Poutine 2015 championship.
That's a lot of poutine.
Poutine is serious. You know, I did like, I like bad happy poutine.
That's the only poutine I've really had.
Yeah. But I like to mix it up and maybe go like, you know, not just gravy and fries. And
okay.
You can, over there, you can get like all these custom poutines.
Yeah, you need lots of different meats in there, right?
Yeah.
But there's two sessions, and I think each session is... What, $60?
Yeah, you can get a VIP of $70. The VIP includes three drink tickets, Buffalo Trace cocktail, and 10 poutine tickets. And they vote on this thing to find out who's got the best poutine. Last year, I think Jana was telling me that the Bristol won. The Bristol's like on Michigan Ave.
Damon.
Oh.
Bristol? Yeah.
The Bristol's on Damon?
Yeah, it's on Damon.
I'm thinking of the Gage.
Gage,
sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Good call.
Yeah.
Good fact checking there, Brad.
Gotcha. But man, I don't think I could eat 10 different kinds of poutines. I figure they're probably like small samples, but usually when you eat poutine, you're hungover.
Yeah.
And then you already feel bad. So now you feel worse because you just ate basically a couple pounds of gravy and fries.
You got to be in the mood for that. Hmm. Yeah.
So come hungover.
Yeah.
That's probably why it's on Sunday and not Saturday.
It makes sense. And it's super early. Like, the VIP for this thing is like 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the party starts at noon. So yeah, that is, I think.
Drag yourself out of bed.
Yeah.
And check out Poutine Fest. And then February 16th, out in the burbs at World of Beer in Evanston, is a Bell's Hop Slam tapping. It's that time of year. Bell's Hop Slam is here.
Tis the season, Brad.
I think people have already been picking it up, and it's already been on tap places,
Have you had it yet?
I have not had it.
I mean, I haven't seen it. I haven't looked for it.
I haven't looked for it either, yeah.
I mean, I'd like to try it.
Well, I looked. If I saw it when I was looking for beer, I would get it.
Yeah.
But I have not seen it when I'm getting
beer. When you're
beer.
There. Yeah.
But I haven't, hunted it down. Been, like, on the message boards looking for it. I haven't done that yet.
I haven't been very active with the hunt lately.
It's great, and hopefully I get to try it.
It'll be at that local option party at 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So. Or you could head out to World of Beer. This kicks off at 5 o'clock. And, yeah, it's going to be tapped all day. I figure that it'll last probably a little while. I'm sure they have a full keg.
Yeah.
Or half keg. Yeah. So check that out, World of Beer in Evanston. And that's, I think, all the events for the week, right?
I think so, yeah.
But there is next week. There's a lot of events next week, but I wanted to mention Sausage Fest, also at Haymarket Brewery. This one is more beer-themed than Poutine Fest.
They love their festivals at Haymarket.
Yeah. This one has 10 homemade sausages, 10 cheeses, and 20 handcrafted beers and ciders.
Yeah.
Of course, they're handcrafted, but yeah, they're at Haymarket. They got to be handcrafted,
gotta
right?
Got to be, man.
But this is I've never been to this fest, but this is always a good time. People always said great things about it.
And it's a popular thing. I know we go to Haymarket every Saturday, and we change the schedule because they're like, nah, dude, Sausage Fest this weekend.
Yeah.
So, and we have to go somewhere else.
And you're like, it's always a Sausage Fest.
How's it different from all the other times every weekend we come here? No.
So I could eat 10 house-made sausages before I could eat 10 different poutines.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
I would agree with you.
And this one's only $50 if you get tickets in advance. So that's why I wanted to mention it now. And I'm sure we'll mention it next week because I think it's the 21st.
Yeah.
It's the date of the event.
And they'll tell you, man, you know, like John and Pete, they'll tell you, like, you know, they're hanging out at Pete's place. And John really likes making these sausages. And then everybody's drinking Pete's beer. And they just had that, you know, eureka moment. Like, dude, we should just do this. Like, we should just start a place and do these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what names they went through, like sausage and beer names for their brewery before.
Yeah, that'd be a fun question. Yeah.
But yeah, that's all the events. But we do have a bit of news before we get out of here.
We got a little bit of news, man. Let's start it off with the Revolution. Chicago's own Revolution Brewing Company is tripling their capacity.
Christ.
Yeah. So they... you know, they got two spots. The production facility in Avondale just got a 130-barrel brew house, and they got a handful of 800-barrel fermenters. So they're going to go from 50,000 barrels a year to 300,000.
Holy moly.
God damn, that's a lot, man.
They got to keep up with Lagunitas, right?
Dude.
Can't let these new guys show them up.
I love it, man. It's like an arms race, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like Lagunitas over here. And Rev's like, yeah, whatever.
Are they? Was there anything about them like expanding market, or are they like?
Yeah, I think the strategy is the way I understand it is like, hey, we're gonna focus on Wisconsin and Ohio and be like, and saturate the regional area more than they have been able to in the past. I mean, 50, a lot. That's probably just Chicago and the burbs.
Okay, because their beer is so easy to get here. It's always available, bottom up. And anti-hero, it's like, I can get that whenever I want.
Yeah. So you can get them 7-Elevens, your Walmart. Yeah. You can get them, like, you can get that stuff anywhere.
Yeah.
Which is great, because, you know, it's super fresh, which is, it's really fun.
So I just, didn't know how far they reached and if they were going to grow that even more now, so that's cool.
Yeah, so that's exciting news, man. They're going to hire, like another 30 positions or something like that.
Wow.
They're really getting after it.
Cool.
Yeah, and you have to. I guess you got to make a decision, like, hey, let's, you know, and they're deciding, hey, we're going big. Look at everybody who's going big. You talk about Lagunitas, even in the region, like Founders. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going really big.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you got to keep up with these guys. Yeah.
Awesome! Exciting to see them continue to grow and put out great beer.
Yeah. So cheers to those guys. Goose Island Clybourne Stout Fest. Sold out in 5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, last year, Stout Fest was at Wrigley before it closed because they were doing reservations. I'm sorry. They were doing reservations. They were doing renovations at Clybourne.
Okay.
So this year is going to be back at Clybourne. Sold out in 5 minutes, man.
Wow. People love that fest.
Dude.
But with Night of Living Ales, there's still tickets. That didn't sell out.
No.
But Stout Fest, is it just the allure of getting Bourbon County Stout and the variants and possible new experimental variants of it?
That's definitely got to be the big appeal, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, and, you know, for those who don't know, Stout Fest is like their version of St. Patty's Day. It always happens. So it's going to be on March 14th. It's their version of a St. Patty's Day party. And, you know, they invite some more Illinois breweries to come out. But then mainly it's all the Goose's beers from the pub, which is, you know, starting to get his own reputation for stouts. And then, of course, from the production facility that makes Bourbon County Stout and all the variants.
Okay.
So.
And you said this year they're taking over the whole space?
Yeah. So traditionally this party is in what was called the Siebel Room. Now it's called the Carl Strauss Room. Right. Traditionally it's over there, which is basically, you know, just half of the bar. According to the crew, they're taking over the entire bar this year for Stout Fest.
Wow. Okay.
That ought to be cool. Like a really big house party.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So there's probably was more tickets. And that's cool.
Yeah. And to get ready for Stout Fest, every Friday they're going to tap Bourbon County Stout, last year's Bourbon County Stout. And they're also going to tap Cthulhu. Cthulhu is an imperial oatmeal stout aged in Elijah Craig barrels for a year.
Okay. I feel like we tried this at a event or we've seen this around.
Yeah. This beer, back in 2013, this beer took gold at FOBAB for the imperial stout category.
Okay.
And then last year, I believe, I didn't make it to Stout Fest last year, but I know Goose Island won. They either won it with Cthulhu or they won it with the nut version of Cthulhu, which was Nutulu. It was like a hazelnut version of Cthulhu.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is one of those beers that, you know, they really hit the sweet spot with this Cthulhu. People love this beer.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. They like even bottle it. They bottled it as part of their 25th anniversary.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Maybe that's what I had. Maybe at the 25th party.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Also in the news, Urban Chestnut is now here and I believe available. Lakefront put up this, or Lakeshore, sorry.
Yeah, Lakeshore Beverage, the distributor.
Put up a great like blog post about who they are and just their story, and it's a really good read, so I definitely recommend heading over to their blog and checking that out.
They Urban Chestnut's from St. Louis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they make some really good lagers, and just their beer's fantastic, so I'm looking forward to picking it up, and their labels are really nice. So.
Yeah, I remember the year back in 2010 when Haymarket was voted number 3 best new brewery in the world. That year they were voted number 5.
Okay.
Urban Chestnut.
Nice. Maybe I'll pick some up and we'll drink some on the show. It's not it's sort of local. It's
yeah, St. Louis.
Yeah. You know, we can let it local, slide. You
local-ish.
Know? If I see some when I'm out shopping this weekend, I'll grab some.
Yeah. All right. And one more bit of news. I wanted to talk about the Drunk Monk Homebrew Challenge. So the challenge itself, it doesn't happen until March 13th, and this is the 17th annual. It's a homebrew competition held by the Urban Knaves of Grain Homebrew Company, or homebrew...
Urban Knaves?
Urban Knaves.
Knaves.
Knaves of Grain.
Okay.
Yeah, they do this competition every year. And then, what are you doing? And then the reason I'm bringing it up is because, well, if you win the competition, you get to brew your beer at your favorite place, the Two Brothers Roundhouse, on their 7-barrel system.
Okay, they're still open?
Yeah, if you win this competition, you can brew your beer there.
They have a 7-barrel system? They have, like, the tiniest brew house for this giant space?
Dude, that place is massive. And, yeah, they have a 7-barrel system there. It is kind of funny.
How big did you say 350s was?
Oh, 350 is like 7-barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 350 is like, and 350 is in a strip mall. And this thing is like literally like.
This is a train station.
This thing is the size of a train station. The Two Brothers Brown House.
A glorified homebrew system.
All right, so Brad loves him some Two Brothers, man, I tell you. All right, so the competition is on March 14th, but the deadline to get your entries in, there's no walk-ups. The deadline to get your entries in is February 21st, which is in a couple weeks.
Is this the same fest or the challenge that the Dayman was part of?
No. The Dayman won, they won Iron Brew, which was a Juan Kim event.
Okay, because that was brewed with, wasn't that brewed at Two Brothers as well? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
Yeah. And so This is, the Drunk Monk Homebrew Contest. Registration ends on March 6th. It starts on February 21st. They're also raffling off a Brewmaster of the Day. So if you don't win the overall category, you can win in one of three categories, beer, meat, or cider. They're accepting 800 entries.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of entries. Yeah. And then they're going to have it's $7 to get in, and they'll have an award ceremony on the 14th. Mm-hmm. And at that award ceremony, you can enter a raffle to become Brewmaster of the Day at Hot Vine Brewery.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's out in Aurora or Plainfield or
far away.
It's out there.
West.
Out yonder.
Area. Yeah.
That's
farther than I can throw. I don't know.
Out yonder. So that's that. We're not going to ramble on about that.
Okay. Anything else in the news?
No, that's it.
Should we head out of here? These 8 and 11% beers catching up to us.
Let's get our barley wine and our imperial pills and get the hell out of here.
Nick, if people want to find you, how can they find you besides passed out on the curb here?
I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter. It's at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Facebook page /Chicago Beer Pass. Nick or I are usually posting photos there. We're sharing events we come across, events we mention on the show, events we don't mention on the show, news. So check that out. Like us up. And then website is chicagobeerpass.com. Episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes. Leave us a review. We love seeing those. Helps other people find the show as well. And that'll do it for this week's episode. Take care.
Cheers.